This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, here we are, 7 after the hour. I have construction going on here at the house. All the workers have to be here early in order to get it done. If you want to find somebody to get things done, they don't do it on your terms, they do it on their terms. So if you hear some banging and drilling and that sort of stuff.
If you just randomly start speaking really loud, we know what you're doing.
Get over all the noise downstairs. Good day show. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with Success in the Offing. You know, a lot of people wonder, and a lot of things have been written about what is success. A lot of people attribute it to money. If you have a lot of money, you are successful. Well, maybe in terms of business, yeah. If you are making your business, what happens if you find really good people to work with? Maybe you don't make a lot of money, but I have found this in my world. There were times in this business, yeah, I made a lot of money. Not necessarily the case now. This is a labor out of love, but you know, it's a way to make a living. But people in broadcasting don't make the kind of money that used to be made. It's just that's the way the government in 1996 through the bad offices of the fellow who's the senator from Massachusetts now. I call him Malarkey. His name is Markey. And his role as the chairman of the House Telecommunications Commission, committee, pushed through the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which has given you three or four big companies controlling most of the radio in the country. I gave you three or four companies that control. It was all the Telecommunications Act was about phone service, wireless service, the connectivity of the burgeoning internet at the time, and it allowed big companies to take over. That's really what the bill did. And so, under the circumstances...
Because what could go wrong when one, two, or three companies run everything?
Control everything, right, exactly. Look at your Verizon bill. That's a pretty good indication of what can go wrong. Any kind of monopolistic stuff. It's like the oil and gas industry now. There's two or three companies that control pretty much most of the product, and that's why you see gouging going on to the extent that it is. In a time of peril, we have these companies that are so un-American. There's nothing more un-American than Mobil Exxon. Yeah, there are a lot of people who work there, and the stockholders are thrilled because they're making so much money. But what's it doing to the rest of the... What's it doing, not to the environment of the planet, but to the working, to the environment that we live in? And it's not just them, but it's that mindset anyway. So I'm tooting off, going down a different street than I thought I was going to with success. I wanted to sort of define success. And I have found that for me, anyway, for what it's worth, success is doing things that I love, like this radio program, like having my farm, like being with my children. I've set that up. Those are my priorities, and that's how I spend my life. And I find the people that I work with, I've always found the folks that I worked with on this program, for the most part, not always. Some of the people that I've been silly enough to put on the air that I was having a relationship with, not so much. Because the relationship didn't work.
I haven't heard those stories.
You can ask Jennifer about those.
I will.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I'm asking you in this circumstance, I believe that every hour we ask a few questions, maybe at the beginning of the hour, and I'm asking you at this point in time, how do you define success? How are you doing with your work? How are you doing spending time with the people that you love and doing things that you really like? What activities are you doing? And we all ought to have some time to ourselves. I find the time on my tractor is like meditative time, and we all need it because there's so much stress today. Find something that you really, and I'm sure that many of the people that are listening that are mature have found something that they love in life, whether it's playing bridge. Right? That's a great way to spend a lot of time with people that you know if you have time on
something
your hands.
Something that makes you happy, something for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, the question is, are you doing things that you love? And are you doing it with people that you love? And I would say that that is where I get a gold star, and I hope you do too, as a matter of fact. Here's some good news from England. You know the feel-good plumber, there are ads around the country, especially there's a guy in California, Los Angeles market, who advertises his work. He's the feel-good plumber, and his men always smell good. You know, most plumbers stink because of what they do, but this is the feel-good plumber who has, he smells good. And here's the story of a plumber in England who's being hailed as a modern-day hero. He started a social enterprise which has helped a couple of million people in England. Listen to this, the story of James Anderson, who runs DEPHER, which is a community interest company, provides heavily subsidized services for those who are struggling with the rising cost of everything. This DEPHER stands for Disabled and Elderly Plumbing and Heating Emergency Repairs. What a great idea.
Right, and that's not all. They help with paying people's bills, getting them food if they can't afford it.
Covering funeral arrangements if they need help in that sort of thing. Yeah. So this is a six-year, he's into this, this guy Anderson, into this for 6 years. And they've helped a lot of families. 52,000 families around the country. He said, what we try to do is help people realize there is somebody out there who will help you. He's the father of six, grandfather of four. He's been called Britain's kindest plumber. And here's an example. This went viral last week, Jay. I'm sure you saw this. He said, quote, today I was asked to help a 79-year-old lady. Her card was refused because she only had $7 in her bank. The energy company took $700 out of her credit card. So the organization DEPHER stepped in, not only covered this woman's shopping costs for her food, but got the energy company to issue her a full refund. So this is kind of like, we used to have a radio, what did they call it on WBZ? They used to call during the middle of the day. It was a helpline, but that's not what they call it. It was a very clever thing where local radio, you know, you have a problem, call this number, and they'll sort it out for you. And they did. They had a fabulous record doing that. Here's a company that just, and a man whose head is in the right place as far as I'm concerned. And there've been, you know, there's plenty of scams around. We all know that.
And people are like, give us your money and we're going to pay it forward to help something else. And that money never goes anywhere but those pockets.
Right. It's a great way to find your way through things that you're wondering about or worried about, too, in this country called Scamicide, the website, scamicide.com. It was originally created by my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney, but he also has helped a lot of people pro bono to who've gotten abused, if you will, by things in the system that don't seem to make sense. He's there to help you out with Scamicide. So those, again, there are a lot of those around, and we are thankful that there are people like that who think like that. That's success in my mind. That guy is successful. Coming up in a moment, the story from Chicago that you're probably not wanting. Well, it's something we probably ought to pay a little attention to, this because it's another example of people not using their head literally and figuratively. That story's coming up after this.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Parents, do you want to get your perfect angel the perfect shoes? Then you need to get your kids Skechers. We've got the perfect shoes for boys, like Megacraft, and the perfect shoes for girls, like Flipkick. And we've got shoes that light up, shoes that easily slip on and off, and everything in between. And many of them are perfectly machine washable. Plus, many have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. And best of all, they're perfectly priced. Skechers are the best shoes made for the money. They're just perfect. Find Skechers Kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So here's a story that you don't want to hear. A man claiming to be an off-duty Chicago PD officer pins a 14-year-old boy to the ground with his knee after he thinks he saw him stealing his son, that is the police officer's son's bike. Mm-hmm. And as usual, when something like this happens, all on video. So the incident happened at a Starbucks in Park Ridge, Illinois. That's just outside of Chicago. They say their son, family's Puerto Rican. I don't know what that has to do with it, but maybe it has something to do with it. Was the cop white? I didn't get that out of the
Yeah, yeah, the alleged off-duty officer. Apparently, so this kid, an honor student, an athlete, a member of his local church at the coffee shop, has his own bike with him, and the other bike, it was an abandoned bike lying on the sidewalk, and apparently he was just trying to move it out of the way when this alleged off-duty officer.
He was an off-duty officer, but he allegedly did something. He did the no-no.
Yeah. And so, the kid has his own bike. He's just trying to move the abandoned bike out of the way. The alleged off-duty officer pounces, grabs him by the wrist, slams him to the ground, pins him with his knee, and accuses the 14-year-old of having stolen his son's bike. Mm-hmm. And apparently this bike had been stolen from a nearby location. Other teens are coming, running to their friend's defense, and eventually they're able to pull him out from under this guy. It's just...
So the psychological testing that should be done of either police officers on duty or those who would be police officers, this needs to be mandated. This guy, obviously, for whatever the reason, maybe he's working too hard, maybe he's got too many hours in. You know, there are a lot of police officers who put 80 hours a week in, 40 hours in the regular, and another 40 hours on special details. And sooner or later, you put that kind of time in. I know that here in my community last year, the highest paid employee in the community wasn't the mayor, wasn't the superintendent of schools, was a police officer who I believe is either a sergeant or a lieutenant, who made $285,000 as a police officer during his regular pay would be about $96,000, I think, and he made all that extra money in extra duty. We worked every single day off, and sometimes additional 8 hours. So, you know, that can wear you down. Mm-hmm. And so in this circumstance, the judgment that he used was bad. He will get fired, and if he doesn't, he ought to be fired because he should not be.
Oh, a probe is already underway, and he's a sergeant, apparently. Yeah, so he was an off-duty Chicago police sergeant.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm not giving the benefit of the doubt. In this circumstance, once again, videos tell the story different than somebody writing a story or, you know, editing out someone's voice in an audio track. But when you see it in video, you know the guy was wrong. So, unfortunately, for everybody all the way around, it was something that the quick response was not something that was desirable. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Carlos Santana. Here's a name. Oye, como va? You know what that means?
No, what does that mean?
It's just one of his songs. I bet you, Chris, if you're fast, you can probably find a copy of that. He's been a legend in music. He's been around for since I was a kid. He's my age, and he started performing when he was a teenager. Great guitarist, and he's been, you know, part of a, because of his heritage, he's been given a lot of attention because not only is he a good guitarist, but he was able to create an ambient sound that was pretty unusual, frankly. And plus, he's got an interesting kind of quirky character. So he's not only on stage, but off stage. A lot of people find him to be a very interesting character, and he is. So apparently, he collapsed on stage during his concert in Michigan the other night. At Pine Knob Music Theater, which is in Clarkston, Michigan. The heat there, you were talking, we've all been talking about the heat.
Yeah.
And what's happening in the heat.
Everybody. Yeah, he was overtaken by heat exhaustion and dehydration, collapsed on stage during the show. His crew brings out a kind of a black curtain to give him some privacy while medical personnel were attending to him. Yeah. Then he was taken to the hospital and evaluated. He is doing well, but his Pennsylvania show was postponed, obviously. He needs a little bit of time.
All right. Listen to this. There you go. Crank this up. You recognize this, Jay, at all?
No, I know, but I thought you were saying what the word means. You were translating.
Well, it's now, I didn't know. Now, I was more translating the name of the tune into the music.
Oh.
But as you say that, Oye, como va, has to do with something. I'm just going to look that up. I'm going to translate that. Yeah.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
So is Black Magic Woman.
Hey, how's it going? Chris Gershman. It's Hey, How's It Going? I knew that when I was a jock, but I couldn't remember. Pulling back into the recesses of my mind. This style pervades all of the music that he does. And he's got, that's him on the guitar. He's on his miraculous supernatural tour, going around the country with Earth, Wind, and Fire. This actually would be a pretty good take. If you get a chance to see, Earth, Wind, and Fire is spectacular. And Santana is very, very, very good as well. This thing started on the 17th of June. They're supposed to be traveling around. They have a gig pretty much every day until August 27th. They had the highest gross and highest attendance at their other Illinois show on the 2nd of July that they've had at that facility. So he's still very popular, and certainly Earth, Wind, and Fire, very popular as well,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, you think, and there's a thing attached to age. You know, I said he was my age, and people who are my age probably identify, and then you go down a little bit, Earth, Wind, and Fire, very appropriate for my age. But also, Santana has a huge following among young people, younger people, or young people specifically. And so does Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, for sure. It transcends all of the ages. And
right.
They actually...
Well, music does. Music does for the most part. Don't you think?
Whoa, oh, for sure.
Ageless?
Well, not all music is created equal. But
right,
yeah, no, the good
true.
Stuff for sure. And this tour is highest gross and highest attendance for their, their Tinley Park, Illinois show just earlier mm-hmm. this month.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, music, you know, I think about, as I say that, Bach and Beethoven and some of the great stuff that's spiritual and secular and sacred music that's been around for centuries. And then you think about music like the Frank Sinatra stuff that'll be ageless, all of that things. Think about the good stuff, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Mercedes-AMG is celebrating its 55th anniversary with four edition 55 special models based on the 2023 AMG GLE SUV and AMG GLE Coupe, available with 22-inch AMG forged wheels with unique interior touches. In the U.S., 55 units of each model will be available at dealerships later this year. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Elizabeth, there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say they arrested a male suspect with a homemade gun at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in western Nara. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
NASA's little capstone moon probe, the size of a microwave oven, has phoned back home after going dark. NASA says an improperly formatted command to the spacecraft made the radio inoperable. The 55-pound capstone successfully performed its engine burn Thursday and is back on track. Capstone is now about 289,000 miles from Earth. That's significantly beyond the orbit of the moon, but that's part of the plan. The probe is taking a long, looping, and highly fuel-efficient orbit beginning November 13th. During his term, did Boris Johnson do well for his country? Nigel Farage, former Brexit party leader on Fox News, says Johnson betrayed Britain.
The truth of it is, he adopted Brexit, and I was very pleased when he did. But the truth of it is, he got elected as a Conservative, governed as a Liberal, committing the UK to net zero, increasing taxes, increasing the size of the state, becoming an LGBT fanatic. And the reason he's gone is, number one, he betrayed millions of people who trusted him to stand up against globalization, and we found we had this pro-China maniac running the country. And number two, because he proved to be an outright born liar. So the idea that Johnson's demise means the end of populism is nonsense, and I very much hope and believe that whoever replaces him in the Conservative Party will actually be stronger.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The idea of helping people. We often have stories. I have a couple of good ones today, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with me on the Good Day program. Good stories about the fellow in England, for example. He's literally the feel-good plumber. But then there are other people who just go out of the way. My philosophy has always been we're here to help. That's why human beings are on the planet, to help each other. We all can if we decide to. It's about how you view the world. I think that one of the things that I've learned also along the way is that people who argue and whine all the time, I want that, they've got that, why don't I have that? If you are given things rather than earning them, you are a weaker person. I've decided that as an observer of humanity. Always the people who don't have to fight, and I don't mean fight literally, but we learn how to procure things for ourselves, how to take care of ourselves. And that's the line, by the way, that I draw in the sand. I think that we need to be helping people who can't help themselves. If you can help yourself, then you're on your own. But because everybody has the same kind of opportunity, they're there, but not everybody has the tools and the ability to do things. So the need that we have to kind of help other people, I think, is paramount in our existence. And hopefully the person who understands that has a better life, he or she.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And there's always this mentality of keeping up with the Joneses, where
yep.
if you're never content with what you have, then no matter what you get will never be enough.
Yep. You got it exactly. Here's some good news from the science department. This is like the, here I am, Professor Stefan, with the science story of the day. Do you ever wonder, I wake up at night, no I don't, wondering how to remove heavy metal from water? Aha! Okay, so here's what goes on. The scientists have figured out to take proteins from the byproducts of vegetable oil and use them to attract the heavy metal. Apparently there's something, and I don't know, I'm not enough of a scientific mind to understand this, but there's something, it's like, it's sort of whatever is in the vegetable oil is like a magnet, and it sucks the heavy metal ions out of waste. And so the study that I'm talking about shows that this process, it's called the law of attraction. Isn't that interesting? that can be used for a number of things. But they call it adsorption, not absorption. It purifies contaminated water, so it now, once it goes through this process, meets standards for drinking water. And we need water. We are in need of water. In our country, many places around the world, there are shortages, serious shortages of water. So, anyway, apparently, what we're using now, because they do this, but it uses a lot of power in order to do it. So this is not something that requires any power, because it's
natural.
Yeah,
more sustainable. Well,
yeah.
And the cool thing is, too, that these metals that are extracted from this water to make it clean drinking water, those metals can also then be recycled as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, use them, you send them to, you know, what we do with scrap metal, this is scrap metal. Most of the scrap metal that's now... most every community has a salvage yard that has a scrap metal component to it. And what's going on today with that stuff is it's put on freighters and brought to Turkey to be used as they make most of it into re-rod, or they send back sheets of it. If it's thin metal, it comes back to America and other industrial countries, and it gets used to make cars, bumper, you know, the old cars that you recycle, they become new cars again. Did you know that? That a lot of the stuff that gets recycled that comes out of a car, whether it's plastic or metal, whatever it may be, that stuff gets used again. How many people even realize, I want to tell you, this is an interesting story. Somebody's going to say, oh, come on, Doug, you're crazy. If you look at the front, this is, how many people have even ever done this? I may be the only person in captivity that realizes this. If you fly a lot and you're in an airport and you can tell the difference between various airplanes, look at the front of a 737. The front, that is the cockpit, is exactly the same now as the first cockpits that were designed for the first 707, 727, and 737. The cockpits were all exactly the same. So what goes on now in the resurgence or the continuing focus, there are orders, right? Boeing has orders right now for 5,000 737s. People are, some of them are using the MAXs, but they're, you know, the 800 and the 900, which is a competitor for the old 757. Anyway, I'm getting too much into the weeds. But if you look at the front of the 737, as it is the same as the old 737, when planes get to be 40, 45 years old, in the case of Boeing planes, case of Airbuses, about 10 years less. The Airbuses last 30 years, Boeing planes 40, 45 years. So in the junkyards, the plane junkyards, where they basically, they break, they just junk the plane. It's like going to a junkyard, a car junkyard, a truck junkyard. Well, there are plane junkyards. And they take the engines off, they strip all the wire out of the planes. Anything usable gets used by the salvage people to sell to folks who have these older planes in third world countries. Well, the fuselage, they're saving the fuselages because they're the same as what we have today, the superstructure, and sending them back to Boeing so they can be used again on new planes. It just is, that is fascinating. And I'm not sure they do that with every one of them, but it's
they should.
Recycling. Yeah. Of course, it's the same thing. They have to put new components in it, so they just use the shell. But why not? Makes nothing but sense, frankly. Anyway, so back to this removing heavy metal from water, because there are so many problems with not enough water here and there, and the runoff and the things that environmentalists are concerned about with metals that get into the water. Some of it's natural, some of it's not. Some of the problems are natural, some man-made. But without getting into the weeds, the protein fibers and all that other stuff, who cares about that? All I'm telling you is that here's a new way to save more water. And then use the metals as well for other things. Chromium and platinum. We all know what platinum is. I'm not sure how many people are familiar with chromium, but it is one of those metals. That's what we have these in our bodies, too. You know that, Jay?
We have
all these metals in our bodies. We need metal. Sometimes you have too much, and you have to do chelation to get rid of some of the metals that are in your body. But there's really a lot of good that comes from having like zinc in your body and iron. You know, what you've heard, well, you probably haven't heard. Those of you who are my age, remember the old Geritol commercials? When you have iron poor blood, you need Geritol. Well, all Geritol was, we have a lot of supplements today that are iron-based. You just have to be careful. You don't want too much iron in your system because it's not good. But you have just the right amount. It's very good for your health.
Anemia is just, it's everywhere anymore.
Yeah, it is.
It's running rampant.
Yep, right. So you got to have more iron, among other things. All right, 42 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some more scenarios from the war in Ukraine as we continue here.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort, all for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is the comfort technology company, and Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable, perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie, or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like ArchFit with podiatrist-certified support, and Max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter, which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs. He's a mean fella. Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper.
All right. Partner of the American Lung Association.
Yes, take a good deep breath. Thank you very much. Jay and Doug here on the Good Day program. So there are three different scenarios, Jay, that could occur. I don't know that we've been paying as much attention to what's going on in Ukraine in the last few of weeks, maybe. I don't know. It's a lot of different things going on here that are distracting. I noticed that the Ukrainians blew up an ammo depot that was put together in outside of Kiev by the Russians, and so they lost a lot of their missile capability.
Yeah.
If you look at some of the footage, there was a lot of it on Facebook that shows the Ukrainian armed forces blowing up an ammunition dump. And so that's good. Hopefully there are a lot of Russians there that blew them up too.
the Russians are blaming the USA for that, right. saying that we gave them the intelligence to do so, and therefore we are labeled as a terrorist threat.
Yes, right. Now the Russians say there's a lawmaker in Russia that is believing whatever Putin says, and he's proposed to declare our country as a terrorist state. Talk about the pot and the kettle and black and all that stuff. So here we have, and by the way, this stuff all gets spread. One of the things I was talking about earlier is how the youngsters, and I say youngsters, what, Generation X, the people that are the generation under you, Jay, was that,
oh, that
Generation
would be
X?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No. Yeah.
Right, you're X.
No, I'm Y.
You're Y? So who's X? Sounds like who's on first here.
Yeah, Gen X is Gen X, and then the millennials are Y, and then you have Gen Z, and after that's Alpha.
That's me?
No.
Going the other direction.
No, yeah. Younger than Gen Z, that's the Alpha.
Younger, there's a good song there. Younger than Gen Z are you. La, la, la. Okay, anyway, back to the Russians. And using the prerogatives of social media, the United States is now, according to the Russian state-run news agency, a terrorist state. Well, they don't have any more news other than what the state tells them. So the state's feeding the youngsters who don't seem to have a mind of their own over there any more than our youngsters have a mind of their own over here. It's whatever's on the device. And so under the circumstances, we are bad guys. And so we should be a terrorist state. I don't know if they get this through or not. It's just more hyperbole. It's more talk. It's more, you know, he said, she said stuff. It's a dangerous time. It is. Because talk often leads to other things. You know, it turns to action. And so you look at what's going on. The Director of National Intelligence has outlined three scenarios for the future of Ukraine. They either win... or they're defeated, or there's a stalemate and nobody wins. So that's probably the most likely, according to the National Defense Office. Russia dominates the east, but they can't get any further than they have right now. And so they struggle with each other for years and years and years because there's pushback. So Ukraine becomes a warlike, it's a constant state of war. There's attacks, counterattacks, and so this goes on forever and ever, not forever, but why in the world we can't kill Putin and get him out? People say, you don't know what's going to come afterwards. You know what? I don't want to listen to that. As far as I'm concerned, this guy is the reason for what's going on, and if there isn't anybody who's got the balsam to stand up for him, to him over there, then what kind of leadership is there going to be when he is bumped off? I think that's how you look at it, frankly. And then there's Zelensky, who has been saying this week that he's frustrated with his own military leaders because they have restricted the movement of military personnel, and they didn't ask him for his input.
They didn't even include him at all. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Why would that
be? And then it creates some confusion because they're saying that the Ukrainian authorities are saying that military personnel or anybody who isn't even in the military, but they're not allowed to leave post or whether they are, and they have to get approval, but there's been no, well, approval from who or what's the radius, and it's just created so much confusion. And that's why Zelensky is like, you need to include me on these conversations moving forward. This was just all unnecessary.
Right. If he's the commander-in-chief, as our president is, he's got to know what's going on. So anyway, there's the latest kind of a pea for a pod, if you will, in Ukraine. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
There it is. There's that sound effect we're all looking for, waiting with bated breath for the host of the pet show to show up, and here he is on cue. When you bark, Warren shows up. He stands up and salutes. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the pet show. You can check out that program on the air every weekend. It's been on the air since, let's see, Marconi, 1929, so about 1934, I think, is when Warren got started with the pet show, petshow.com. So I have found this is an ode to farm dogs, you know, me and my farm.
Sure.
So here is something that was on one of the Farm Bureau sites, the story of everybody having what they believe on farms is that every farm should have a four-legged furry pet. So because they are forever, get it, forever faithful, they teach us many of life's lessons, responsibility, unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, loyalty, and the joy of being around them every day. I certainly feel that way with my dogs, and I bet you do, too. I don't know if you get the same feeling from a cat, but anyway. And the protection that they offer. You know, there's a great work ethic. Dogs are always on duty, right? When they're, at least, especially on the farm, but, you know, elsewhere, dogs seem to know what their job is, and they take their job seriously. Like Daisy is taking and protecting my truck. When she's with me, if I park somewhere and somebody comes up to the truck, she's now growling at them.
You know, all of that stuff that you just talked about, the protection, the companionship, that's all important. But the most important thing that I think, whether it be a dog on a farm or a dog going to work with someone or a dog at home, is the concept of having conversations with your pet. Yeah, people don't talk to their pets enough. And I don't just mean, hey, do you want to go for a walk, sit, stay, it's time for a treat, hey, it's cookie time. I don't mean that. I mean literally, and this may sound a little crazed, but this is how I've been working my entire life, is I have full conversations with my pets.
Me too.
Whatever I want to talk about.
Yep.
Did you see that jerk? The dog in the back of the car. Yeah. Did you see that jerk? You just cut me off, guys.
Yeah.
and people sometimes think that's eccentric. And one of the reasons I've been doing the pet show so long is by talking to my listeners, Doug, it actually makes me feel normal again. Because they do exactly.
Do the same thing.
No doubt about it. And plus the fact that the way you talk to your dog is important, too. You have to have that tone of voice. Dogs pick up on tones. If you're stressed out, they'll know it. If you're anxious, they know it. So I think having conversations with your pet are equally as important for you as it is for your dog or your cat. I know you're not the biggest cat person, but cats love conversation as well. So I think it's okay to talk to your dogs, not just, again, hello, goodbye, but I mean really have conversations. Mm-hmm. First of all, who are they going to tell? Who are they going to tell? They
go to, tell them all your secrets.
Did you hear what Warren said? Do you know what he did? And plus the fact that even the psychological studies now say that people that can let out their emotions and let out their feelings and they really believe makes them feel better. But a lot of people, even including myself, I mean, I may not know, but I'm a pretty shy guy when I'm off the air.
I know you are.
Therefore, the animals themselves make up the difference, because I can tell them anything I want to tell them and still feel comfortable.
You know, the thing of the sense of a smile on a dog. Daisy has become very good friends with a couple of the fellows that work on the farm. And it was outside an hour or so ago when Delroy was coming in, because we're working on the house today, and Daisy puts that smile. You know how a dog smiles, put the ears back, and you can tell when they look at tail begins to wiggle.
What tail? The whole butt wiggles.
Butt
goes back and forth.
Yeah, but that's it. And then Daisy rides with me in the truck, whatever I'm doing all day long. She comes with me when I get back in the truck. She puts her head in my lap, and so she'll just scrunch in, and she'll put her paw on my leg, and I know she's telling me that she's happy that I'm back on the truck again with her. But she'll also, like, I put the window down, and she looks out now, dog TV. She looks at everything that's going on around her. She wants it to go up and down the road, and you wonder what they see. Has there ever been a study done of what dogs actually see and are thinking, perhaps, as you drive along, they're looking out the window?
You're going the wrong way again, Doug.
Well, they can tell when they're home. Daisy can always tell when we're like a half a mile from the house or the barn. She knows it.
They pick up, they're so visual, and so very often they pick up on different things that they've seen before, or different smells, and smells are real important. You know, dog sense of smell, that was my, you know, my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs, so I know the olfactory pretty well. Pick up smells that we would never consider from distances you would never think they could. You're absolutely right. They what they think about when you're driving along is, I guess dogs, just like people, think about different things just like we do.
Yep, they do think. Lots of things with dogs like they are with humans. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.